Okay, so I was quite amused with myself when I actually named this training, how to be yourself, and then yes, really, because I remember being like really in the system a few years ago, and hearing lots of people, lots of these industry leading business coaches telling us that if we were just ourselves, if you just be yourself, people will come to you, people will want to work with you. And it always made me laugh because you would always see, I mean, it didn't make me laugh at the time. At the time I was, how the hell do you be yourself? But it makes me laugh now because I always see people saying, yeah, but how do I be myself? Like, I think I am being myself, but I'm not being myself. And this comes especially when you find yourself, and again, we've all been here, so don't panic about it. When you find yourself reading somebody's marketing or listening to somebody's marketing, and you're like, oh, that's so good. I should write about that. I should talk about that. And then you start thinking, oh my God, I'm like losing myself in like servitude to this other person, and then this other person might get pissed off because you're quote unquote copying what they're saying, which is not a thing anyway. Everything comes from a combination of things and stimuli, I guess. And yet there is this piece of us that devotes itself to the belief that we are not good enough, and therefore, we have to kind of look for inspiration. We have to look for inspiration. Inspiration doesn't come to us. We have to go seeking it. We have to go seeking what it is we want to, create, write about, talk about, and so on. So I really wanted to, I think this is so important, is how do you be yourself? Like, how do you really be yourself? And the answer is actually really simple, but I don't think that anybody ever really covers this, so hence why I'm covering it. So let me tell you what happens, and maybe you'll recognize yourself in this. So you will, I don't know, wake up in the morning and you'll be thinking, what am I going to talk about today? And your brain will say, maybe we could talk about this. And you'll go, yeah, but I don't really know how I would talk about that. And then your brain will go, well, maybe we could talk about this. And you'll go, yeah, that's not good enough. It's not really like relevant to my work. And then your brain will go, maybe we could talk about this. And you go, yeah, I'm not feeling that today. And then you'll go and do the laundry, and make some breakfast, or I don't know, make some lunch or whatever. And then you will pause for a while, and then you'll scroll through Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever social media channels you're on. And then you see something and you're like, oh, such and such is talking about such and such. Maybe I should be talking about such and such. And then you'll sit and create a whole thing around what such and such is talking about. Meanwhile, you've discounted God knows how many ideas of your own as not right. Here's the thing. Whatever your brain brings forth is the thing to talk about. No matter whether it makes perfect sense or any sense, no matter whether it seems to align with your business or not. And when I say this, I just want to add a caveat here. That doesn't mean that you post pictures all day long of what you had for breakfast, or what your cat is doing, or I don't know, whatever, what your kids, funny things your kids did. And I'm not saying that there's never a place to do that, but that is really, if you're doing that a lot, that tends to be ego. If you're doing that very occasionally, then fine, do it. If you're doing it just out of having something to post, don't. But anything that your brain suggests, maybe we could talk about this, talk about it. Just do it. Even if it doesn't feel connected, even if it doesn't feel like the right thing, if you feel called to talk about and express something, then do it. Because the more times you tell your brain no, the more it will not give you ideas, or the more it will clam up. Also, the more that you trust that what comes through is the right thing, the more your inner child will bring more exciting things to consciousness to talk about. The more that you trust that what comes through you is what you're supposed to say, is like the right thing to say, the more you trust that, the more the better the quality of the nudges you will get. If you find yourself going, oh my God, that'll be off-putting, ask yourself, what about this is off-putting? I mean, to potential clients, of course, when I'm saying that. What about this makes this off-putting to potential clients? Look at the story again. What is this story that I am creating here around the things that I want to say being off-putting to the people that I want to be in a loving, compassionate, understanding, transformational relationship with? There can never be anything about you that makes you less than. So why would anything that comes through you not be the right thing to say? The same if you think there's going to be criticism or judgment. Like, look at it. Why is this thing a problem? Why is who I am and the things that I want to say, why are they a problem? What is the story that I am creating that is making this a problem? Because everything is a story, let's be honest. And what do I get to believe instead so that this isn't a problem? What do I get to believe that allows me to put my truth, the thing that is true for me right now, right this moment, in this very second of this very day, what do I get to believe that allows me to allow this to express? This really is how you become authentic and connect with the limbic system in your prospects even deeper. This is how you really speak your truth. And there's also a flip side to that, in that you understand the truth, your truth, or truth in general, is entirely subjective. Like, truth, there is no one truth. There isn't. Your truth is all down to how you perceive reality, how you have experienced life. And so anything that you say can be criticized and judged by somebody else because their truth is not your truth, and vice versa. And that is okay. It is okay for somebody to feel triggered, to criticize, to judge, to disagree. It's absolutely fine. It's perfect, because your truth doesn't have to be their truth, and vice versa. So really recognizing the truth is subjective, that anything that anybody receives is entirely based in their truth and not yours, and is entirely their business and not yours. That is really the crux of the matter. And when you really do that and really lean into whatever is coming through you, you can trust, and again, it may be a case of looking at the stories that say that you can't, but you can begin to trust that the right people, the people who are meant for you, who are meant for this work that you have, they are the ones that will get it limbically. They are the ones that will connect with the things that you say when you express yourself truly and honestly. This is how you be yourself. You trust that whatever is on your mind is perfect to say. Is perfect to say. And even if you don't trust it, you say it anyway. Or you ask yourself, what do I get to believe to allow me to trust this?